But we'll go, we'll fight for our heritage. We'll still pray. All through scripture, if you study your Bible, you will see the Assyrian there, the Assyrian. A perpetual nuisance to the people of covenant. An affliction orchestrated by the enemy of the covenant that established the people of Israel, constantly contending for the portion that they have been given from God, the Assyrians. And if you study your Bible critically, you find out that from the book of Genesis to the book of Micah, you will find the Assyrian there. All through the entire Old Testament. These were covenant people. A people that evolved by God's own idea. A people that God had allocated a portion upon the face of the earth. The creator of the universe willed a portion of the earth unto the people of Israel. And on the strength of the covenant that he had with the ancestors. But from the time the covenant was enacted to this very day, there is one enemy, the Assyrian. The Assyrian. They have no covenant that sustains their existence. The Assyrian. There is no prophecy, no promise that establishes them upon the face of the earth. But the Assyrian is there. The Assyrian. We want to cut down the Assyrian tonight. I know God has spoken to you the promises that he gave you. And the mighty things that he said he will do through your life. Hallelujah. You have a word from God. The Assyrian doesn't have a word. But it's in perpetual contention to ensure that you are not established in the land that you were promised. So, or such is the burden of our dear nation. We are plagued by the Assyrian. We are plagued by them that are of bondage. They came to us. They came to Northern Africa, the Islamic people. They came as beggars and traders. And then they learned the art of astrology and got into the realm of the spirit. And through astrology, astrology is that department of witchcraft that can make a prince to walk on foot and a servant to ride on horseback. They found out how to manipulate destiny. How to suppress a rising star. How to replace that which God has ordained with something that is from the serpent. They learned the way of astrology. And people that came as beggars and traders now want to claim the territory. And they are even claiming where your house is established. Now you see, the technology for defeating the Assyrian is prayer, is contention, is warfare. Hallelujah. Even though God has willed a land to us, a portion to us, it is his expectation that we will stand to defend it. The only way the territory can be truly yours is that you have the capacity to defend it. If you cannot defend it, it means someone stronger than you that doesn't have a promise from God because of your laxity about that which God gave you will still take over that which was promised. Now we want to cry out. We want to cry out this night. And we are coming against the Assyrian. Hallelujah. The Assyrian. It's a strange spirit. It's a usurping spirit. It's a spirit that we want to grab. And it keeps grabbing. And every ounce. And every territory that you yield to him is not sufficient for him. He will come as grazing land policy. Come as cattle rearers. Association policy. Come as all kinds of stuff. It's the Assyrian seeking territory. Seeking to enlarge her borders. She wants to enlarge without a prophecy. Meanwhile, we are children of covenant. We were born free. Our God willed the territory to us. He even spoke a word over our lives to establish us in the inheritance that he has called us into. But the Assyrian won't let us be. So we must learn the ways of warfare. The ways to fight. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you.
Amen.
I say, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Assyrian seeks to be a king in a foreign territory. He wants to be installed as a monarch, to be acknowledged as a great one. Meanwhile, in his lineage, there is no trace of royalty. The Assyrian. The Assyrian comes into league with the powers and the wisdom of darkness. And they use it to suppress men and to subjugate men. If you are going to come against the Assyrian, you must be adopting a technique that is spiritual. Because the Assyrian doesn't come to fight on the strength of intellectualism. They come to fight with spiritual muscles and insight. The Assyrian. The Assyrian, even if you yield a portion of land to him, I say, okay, let's have peace. You so badly want this. Take. In 10 years' time, he'll be asking for more. The Assyrian is never satisfied. The only thing that is due to the Assyrian is a warrior tribe. The warrior tribe will have to rise up. As long as we are diplomatic and political and we negotiate things, the Assyrian likes that. Because he knows we are afraid of the battle. The Assyrian only understands one language, and that's the language of war. It is God's intention that the warrior church will begin in the Middle Belt. And that's the reason for all the pressure. All the pressure. The typical plateau man is a peaceful man. I think we have somebody from Plateau City. Oh, she didn't come today. He's a peaceful man. But the Assyrian does not understand peace. Likes intimidation. And if you don't understand how to deal with someone whose tool is intimidation, the way to deal with him is to is war. That's the only language that the Assyrian can understand. Friends, the spirit of Assyria has invaded our heritage. Much land, much territory, much has been conceded to him. But his insatiable appetite for dominion, for rulership, has turned him against us, even in times where we proclaim peace. That means even the least among us must learn the way of war. Can you be upstanding? You were praying like a gentleman today. The Assyrian doesn't respect that prayer. You just say, Lord Jesus, today was good. The Assyrian. We are going to come against every spirit of Assyria, manifesting in, masquerading in form of Islam, seeking to take that which was not ordained by God unto them. Can we rise up? We are praying for our fatherland. For your information, just in case you are troubled that, oh, there is poverty in Nigeria, Nigeria is bad, we have not been paid for 7 months and all of that. I assure you, when you travel out of this nation, after 21 days, after 1 month, you will cry to come back. You will know that anywhere you went to is not your land. Hallelujah. The other day, my sister, she was on speed lane. I think speed lane is this way. Alright? She was on speed lane. And then somebody that is on the other lane overtook her. They arrested her. What was our offense? Why did you allow someone that is not on speed lane to overtake you on speed lane? Oh man. you will be frustrated outside of this. This is the only land we have. It's worth defending. It's worth fighting for. But the Assyrian, if he sees that you are a diplomatic person, afraid of war, he will intimidate you. You will keep conceding, until even your father's compound will become where the emir will put his throne. It's a spirit that we must not retreat from. It's a spirit that we must contend with. And we must teach our children how to contend until the end of time. It is our lackadaisical attitude that has empowered this enemy. This enemy works on your psychology. He wants to see that you are defeated in your mind. And when you are defeated in your mind, you cannot fight on ground. They say 81 people from this axis killed. And that almost wiped out. The pressure is intense. I heard there's a camp of 3,000 warriors that have been gathered from Mali, from Burkina Faso, from Senegal. camping in natural state, waiting for the accurate alignment of the sun, moon, and star, so that they can break upon the land and end this civilization. The Assyrian. You don't know this enemy. This one, they don't retreat until they die. They will teach their children how that their ancestors died here. The battle should continue from here in the days to come. The Assyrian. Today we prepare for, we raise an elitist church. Men that speak Queen's English. Everything is okay. The bow tie is well aligned. We are thick. The Assyrian doesn't have time for our vanities. They seek to extend the empire of their God whose name is death. That's the kind of beast that we are fighting with. This beast does not understand your Queen's English. It doesn't know your liturgy and theology. You understand the blood, the language of blood, the language of death, and the language of sorrow. The power with which they thrive is a power that brings pain. And if you have ever heard the name Assyria, it was an enemy. Alright? That God never recommended that mercy should be sown. You pray like a computer man, as if they gather your words in a computer. It's so assimilated, so refined. Mayaka. You pray without a body and you pray without fire. But I tell you, the enemy is dark in darkness. He's deep in death. He understands how to shed blood and how to offer sacrifice unto his Lord Master, death. It's by that he's enthroned. It's by that he becomes motivated. It's by that he becomes strengthened. You want to bring the covenant of the Assyrian that have been caught in the territory, that which empowers the Assyrian, you want to bring it down. It's a terrible enemy. The Assyrian is afflicted when you are in peace. It's afflicted when you are in joy. It's afflicted when good things happen to you. He wants to take that which God has given you to trespass on your territory, to defile your sanctuary. They multiply abominations in the land so that there will be curses upon the territory. And nothing will work. The economy is strangulated. Everybody under pressure. All kinds of wickedness. We curse the Assyrian. Eloma sai gabate moko prestanda. Iakamendo seke batu nakabena sila. Press comba la cada salabocodia. Father, we were born free, children of Abraham, heirs according to the covenant of promise, recipient of the Holy Spirit. We are the true sons, the true Israel, that carry the tokens that inherited the spirit of our ancestors. Lord, you have set us in a land, and you said that no man shall be able to stand before us all the days of our life. Father, Lord, behold the Assyrian. We stop them in their tracks. We curse them. We curse their rise. We curse their rise. In the name of Jesus. Alemona, Selo Desena di Cabotalia, Ancomo Sakemba di Cabasena Ope, Embrasata Baba Letoske. We decree that no more offering shall be made unto death. That, O God, in the name of Jesus, we discomfit the enemy, we discomfit the enemy. We discomfit the enemy. We discomfit the enemy. Let God arise and let his enemies scatter. For the Lord killeth and the Lord maketh alive. He killeth. Father,
let this movement die. And let them that foster it be cut off. The Lord kill it and he make it alive. He kill it. He makes alive. Let God's hand rise up. Let evil men be cut off. We curse the finances of everyone that has mobilized them. We curse their families and their children. Lord, let your hand be lifted up. Let this enemy fall headlong in the name of Jesus. Just like Goliath, the giant of the Philistines, he was brought down. An open show was made in the battlefront, and the name of Jehovah was exalted even into distant lands and territories. Lord, arise, 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 and let your enemies be scattered. This is not the time to keep quiet. The destiny of our children are at stake. Our lives are at stake. Darkness has encroached right into our city steps. They seek to take the best of us. They seek to waste us. But we have a God. A God that is not a man. Jehovah Elohim. Jehovah El Shaddai. We invoke him. We invoke him. We call upon him. We invoke his power. Hey! Haye! 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 Eselemo kobo yete kadema. Bring an end to this darkness. Who can stand before you in battle? Who can look upon your eyes when it is caught up in fury? Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. The lion of the tribe of Judah, Jehovah, the man of war. Him that wins victory without a battle. The one that wins victory without a battle. The one that cannot put mountains, block them out of their foundation. Oh God, arise! Amen. Jesus, Ida Gasketo. Amen. Jesus, Alemokoria. Amen. Jesus, Elima Cantalia. Hebraskela Bonga Palatalia. Arisgo Batella Manata. Acabalando Sandalia. Ecabreza Mata. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Marasoka batesali makan. Raskata barata boska menzaide. Boria kasebonda kanda barata. Mandala baborokos kabrekete la bakadia. Endo sambarata kabelas kombriava. Kalete teman kabata tadarusai. Ekabeskote. You say you will not leave us as orphans. That you will come with us. That you will stand with us. Now we ask that you hear and hearken to our cry. We are desperate, Lord. Rise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. We'll give you a prayer. Siha lepo korimasika. Eko boro seke de ketemple sayi. Ego valesko peke dalibata. Aila kompresano koboros. Ya kompres ka peke dalida kodo. Edaka bansele pre. Edaka kolima sandele. Edaka baraba boro koto. Esko bina kai. La boboria mamani. In Jesus' name. While standing still, pick up your Bible. Isaiah chapter 30,
verse 31.
Want to engage the enemy? Are you there in verse 31 of Isaiah 30? Verse 31 says, through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. This Fulani, the one that does what? Which is smote with what? He said, through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be smitten, which smote with a rod. Can we ask that God will thunder with his voice? Through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be smitten, which smote. The one that smites must be smitten by something else. Alright? He smites with a rod, but God will smite him with his voice. He's known for smiting. He doesn't wait for you to carry your own rod. Before you wake up, he has smitten. And they say the Assyrians were here. And you will see the proof of their invasion. The slaughter that is left behind. Everywhere they transverse, the landscape is littered with death. So you know the Assyrians have passed. Because there's, you see the mark of the impact of their rod. Another rod that is superior to the rod of the Assyrian is the only thing that can bring them down. Through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be smitten. Which what? Smote. Can we ask God to cry out from heaven? To utter his voice. Let the Assyrian be smitten. Let the Assyrian be smitten. Let the Assyrian be smitten. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Malando sayande kaye O kana bose na zaila dambena. Let the Lord be provoked tonight. Let Zion be provoked. Let Zion be provoked. Let the Lord utter his voice. Utter his voice. Utter his voice. Utter his voice. On the plateau, in the Benway, in the north, in the south, in the western part, in the eastern part, in Enugu State. Let the Lord utter his voice. Let the Lord utter his voice. Let the Lord utter his voice. Ah! Oh! Amaya malezale bagosa na la baga malasema. You have nowhere to pass. Benway is dedicated to God. He blessed the name of God. The land that God has blessed. That is a covenant that we have with God. The whole land has been overtaken by the Lord himself. Let the Lord arise. Let the Lord arise. Let the Lord arise. Let the Lord utter his voice. You want to block the way for the enemy. Let reproach descend upon them. Let the sun smite them by day. Let the moon smite them by night. Oh, let pestilences, pestilences of mighty afflictions from the presence of God invade their camp. Let darkness cover them. Let darkness cover them. Let darkness come upon them. Going out and coming in never be established. Oh my malete kosa bakayamo. Let their children never be established in the land. Let the sun smite them. Let pestilence come upon them. Let affliction find them. Let the beasts of the earth slay them. Let the reptiles of the field hunt them to the last one. Oh, Let the terror that walks in darkness find them. Let them be destroyed by the very weapons that they have found. Let God arise and let his enemies scatter. We fight for the church. We fight for our children. We fight for them that are far off, that the hand of God might arise and that his enemies might scatter.
Of the Assyrian must come. We want to remind God finally. Israel is your firstborn son, not your only son. Just like you chose Israel, you have also chosen Nigeria. And that's why prophets of old, they had words, prophecies about the nation Nigeria and the purposes that God intends to fulfill through her. So Israel may be the first son, but not the only child. There are other nations too that are called by God. There are other nations too that God decided to covenant with to be carriers of his purposes, carriers of his plans. And it happens to be that in the hub of the African continent, we happen to be the firstborn of Africa. If Islamic people and Islamic nations are surrounding Israel, and Israel is a little scrap of land, and they have not been able to conquer that nation because there is a covenant, We also have a covenant. For God himself has spoken a word over our nation. We want to invoke those words. Our elders spoke about a revival that will begin from here. A wildfire revival that will capture the Islamic North. He said that that revival will be occasioned by prayer. That is to say that a warrior church was supposed to rise from Benue. So the pressures we are having is to activate and animate us so that we can take on our true shape as ordained by God. A warrior church that will not give up in the place of prayer even until the altars of the ancestors fall under the cross of Christ and suddenly from a seemingly godless terrain an army of God rises to satisfy the demands of the missionary manpower that will turn the tide across the nations of the world. There is a word he has spoken, and by the strength of that word we want to remind him. We did not consult with you before you said you will bring a revival here. You uttered it by an act of your sovereignty, and we bring your word back to you that you will visit us, that you will raise from among our sons and daughters, from among us, become agents to bring about the change, to discomfit darkness with light. We want to pray and say, God, concerning what you have said about us, you owe us a visitation. The Bible says, say to him that is of a fearful heart, the Lord cometh, for he will come and save you. Hallelujah. You owe us a visitation. The entire landscape is crying out. The trees of the field, the grass of the field, the mountains and the hills, they cry out for that promise. Just as it was that Israel had a promise from God about a land for 400 years. They said there is a land you promised us. And that cry ascended to heaven. And the great one was stirred. So on the strength of that prayer that Moses was raised, can we ask him, Lord, you are owing us a visitation. Can you make good your promise? Can you bring to pass your heart desire? We wait in anticipation. Oh God, the entire land is crying out. Agatu is crying out. Buruku is crying out. Every place is crying out. Poverty is intensifying. Darkness is on the rise. But our hope is in the fact that you promised us a visitation. That you said you were coming. That you said you were coming to invade us. Take his words back to him. Yes, everything cries out for your visitation. Everything cries out. The poverty deepens because you have not come. The darkness deepens because you have not come. The Assyrians plunder because you have not come. The whole land is in disarray. We look forward to your visitation. Oh King of Kings, oh Prince of Peace, arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. The set time has come. Have mercy on Zion. Have mercy on Zion. Have mercy on Zion. Let that which made the devil strong in our midst, let it fall. Let it fall. Let it fall. Let it fall. Asa
Aida Bokoria, Sadina Kaleva Boribasil, Aile Begede, Mandara Baroka Sarabakon, Aile Bedebede, Abede Mosomira Pabarabalade, Aile Besaila Badabako, Akabalada Nadabako Samataya, Aile Begede, Semina Pastes of Legede, Akabalada Radabako Samate, Horia Babari Kasan. We wait on you, we wait on you, we wait on you. Our farmlands are parched and dry because we lack a visitation. Salaries are not paid. Every place, poverty deepens because we have stayed too long without a visitation. Lord, arise, Lord, arise, Lord, arise. Come to the aid of your people. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
In your spare time, we all need to lend our voices to this prayer point. That God will orchestrate that visitation that He planned. Many times the people of God went into captivity just because they could not recognize the time of their visitation. The temple was brought down. The gold that was fastened to the walls, in order for it to become a suitable place according to the architectural description of the temple. Oh my God, they melted the gold out, broke every piece of stone that was fastened to ornaments of gold. The entire temple was raised down, and that was a sign that Israel had missed her visitation. God knows what will happen if He doesn't show up. Right now, the entire landscape cries out. Everything cries out. We need an intervention from God. Did you see those pictures of the massacre in Agatu? Oh my. Is it that we are better than the people that were slain, than the people that fled? Benue State used to be the proud food basket of the nation. But in current agricultural statistics, we have lost that placement. The surge of witchcraft has affected our productivity in every sense of it. Darkness comes in quantum. Hallelujah. Many more believers do not know the way of prayer anymore. Christianity is an elitist religion. We see God like one that we can come and take from, and nobody is responsible enough to know that God Himself has a need. The entire land cries for a visitation. Lend your voice in your time of prayer as you call upon the Lord. Remind Him He is owing us a visitation. And the whole land is crying. The whole land cries out. You may be seated. God bless you. So I want to leave that burden with you. If you find some spare time, just like the Israelites, they had the right to say to God, "There is a land you promised us." Hallelujah. Because God said to their ancestors, and there was a land in which, a land that has the potential and the capacity to sustain their corporate destiny as a nation. That land was not Egypt. And they had the right to say, "God, there's a land you promised us. We can endure the slavery because there's a land you promised us. We can endure the tyranny because there is a land you promised us." This cannot be an end. It's just a punctuation. Our eyes are lifted. We seek that day where you will bring us into that land. So God did not leave us without a promise. Something to look up to. And the reason why He spoke beforehand is because He knew that the days to come will be treacherous. And now everything cries. So lend your voice as we demand that God brings His word to pass in our lifetime. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Because when he eventually came, it was on the strength of prayers. He said, the cry of my people has ascended to me. It's that cry that made God to come search for a man and has sufficient capacity to translate his intentions. Hallelujah. And he went as far as a palace of Pharaoh to do the politics. And when God was at work, the mighty magicians of Pharaoh, genies and jabberies, they could not discern that this boy that was born was going to be the trouble of the entire civilization of Egypt. They couldn't discern it. It was because something more than them was at work. The politics began from high heavens. Satan was not privy to it. It was in keeping with a promise. Every time God leaves a promise on your heart, hallelujah, he has given you perspective. It's an indication that Satan will not win. Doesn't matter how the terrain is, he will come. Because he's not a man that he should lie. So lend your voice to utter those prayers. Just like the entire creation in the landscape is uttering it. In the subjugation, in the darkness that is on the rise, everything is uttering it. Let your voice be part of the voices that will form that cry that will move the hand of God. Hallelujah.